Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
Good morning, H-Town. Time to go to work.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Tuesday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We are with you till 10 a.m. this morning. It is Payne and Pendergast. I'm Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. Yeah. I feel. I don't know. I feel energized somehow. Maybe it's because it's Thanksgiving week, and I don't get depressed like some people do during the holidays. I get a boost in energy mostly because of the increased caloric consumption.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm carb loading for a marathon or something. But there is no marathon, so I put that energy out over the air, baby.
Does the
5 minutes a mile?
When does the tree go up in the Payne household?
Oh, it's up.
Is it?
It's up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We got a nice fake one a few years back that we're real happy with.
Yeah.
It's a quick, easy assemble.
One's the way to go.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I got no room in my life for pine needles.
No. God, no. This is going to be an interesting next couple days, I think, over there at NRG Stadium. For a 1-8-1 team, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. Lovie Smith, who has staunchly been in the corner of Davis Mills all season long, much to the chagrin of many Texan fans. Actually, I shouldn't say that. Much to the chagrin of some Texan fans. I think there are a lot of Texan fans now that are leaning towards, like, you know what? Leave him in. He keeps losing games. This is how you get a new quarterback, is you leave Davis Mills in.
Right. I'm a little bit conflicted with all of that because I'm one of these frauds that almost halfway through the season, once all is lost, I start to veer more towards like, all right, well, look, whatever culture you're hoping to instill probably is at least the guys who could potentially catch that good culture have caught it already, and some of the bad ones haven't, and so just go ahead and ride this on out. The only thing that concerns me about that, Sean, are two things. One, like our listener Michael Beckman said this yesterday. He said, hey, a lot of fans still want to see a competitive game. If Kyle Allen at least looks more like a veteran quarterback that can be a more competitive quarterback, we don't care if he's the future. We just want to see a more competitive game. So there is that. And I understand that. I don't 100% agree with it, but I understand it. The other side of it is that I don't think that the Texans went into this season intentionally trying to only win one game.
Right.
I think they wanted it to be a little bit of a quasi-tanking where you're clearing salary cap space, but you're creating a culture where you can compete in games. So to be at where they're at right now with just one win – and to look like they've gotten worse as the season has gone along, that's where I feel like, okay, whatever low bar they had set for themselves, they failed even to reach that low bar.
Yeah.
And that disappoints me.
Yeah. So Lovie Smith was asked yesterday, as he's been after pretty much every game for the last month or so, and as he's been asked in Monday press conferences following those losses, are there any changes coming with coaches and players? This sounds to me like the door is open to a change of some sort.
You know, as I said, the players come in tomorrow. So have I watched the video a few different times? Yeah, and made some decisions on how we're going to go forward. But you can probably understand if, like all changes and anything that we do from week to week, you kind of talk to the players first before we talk to you. So we're not pleased with where we are. And do we need to do some things differently? Yes, and we will.
Okay, so that's basically it. I mean, that's not even implying. Are we going to do some things differently? We will. I guess the speculation, Seth, is what does that mean? You know, he says he needs to wait for the players to come in. So I think the only thing that can happen that I think moves the needle with Texan fans is Davis Mills gets benched or Pep Hamilton gets demoted. One of those two things.
Right, because both of those things were asked on Sunday.
Yep.
And the tone of the press conference yesterday was much different than it was on Sunday. And he kind of acknowledged it, like with kind of a little bit of a wink wink at the beginning that, hey, things might have gotten a little testy yesterday, but that's the way things go when you're frustrated. And everybody seemed to be cool with that. Brian T. Smith and he had a pleasant exchange. The fact that he said, well, we're going to wait until the players come back into the building and we would discuss with them first. That sounds like there's going to be a change of some type.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. Like, is it going to be something? And maybe in his mind, it really is, you know, he's thinking just, yeah, we're going to start a different defensive lineman or we're going to start somebody else at left guard and give Kenyon Green a break or something. But I would think to bring it up in the way that he did, that it might be a quarterback or coordinator change.
It's got to be something tied to the quarterback position. It has to be. Yeah. I mean, those are the big problems with this team right now. I put up a poll yesterday asking the people, what do they think the change could be? I said, head coach Lovie Smith seems to be leaving the door open to some imminent change with the team. Prediction time, what do you think it is? And before I'll read the choices, you tell me what you think the people think it's going to be.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the results, as I don't do with your – I want to be able to guess these.
That's right. Not what the people want, what they think it's going to be, just
what
to be clear.
What they think – okay. All
it's
right.
A prediction.
People don't always read these things to the letter of the law.
I can't control that. That's a caveat for every poll.
I know,
The three choices – Davis Mills benched, Pep Hamilton demoted, probably nothing at all is the third choice.
I'm going to guess the majority of people, or at least the most respondents in a group of three, it might not be. I would say I think the most votes will go to nothing at all.
Yes, in a landslide.
Okay. 60.5%
60.5% say probably nothing at all. 24.8% say Davis Mills benched. 14.7% said Pep Hamilton demoted. What do you think it's going to be?
I think, given the way that he was talking yesterday, I expect Kyle Allen to start.
I do too.
I think it's going to be Kyle Allen.
Yep.
And this doesn't, I mean, that's where Davis Mills is right now. It's at the same spot as it is with the Jets right now, I think. If you bench either of these quarterbacks, a young quarterback, that doesn't mean that they'll never start again for any team in the NFL or the team they're on right now. It's just that both Wilson and Mills look at times like it's like when you're trying to teach somebody math in the middle of a screaming match. Because you ever tutor your kid with math and things get really tense and you're both getting frustrated?
Yes.
And you realize like, oh, okay, there will be no learning in this moment. We need to both step back a little bit and settle down.
Right.
Yeah. Davis Mills' math right now is NFL football. So he is struggling with NFL football, and NFL football is getting angry at him too. And there will be no learning going on in this state right now. Both of them need to step back a little bit and not see each other for a while before Davis can genuinely learn. Because some of the things, Sean, that pick six, I mean, like, I keep going back and watching it and trying to figure out why he threw that football.
That's
like,
crazy.
Who does he think he is? It really, it's like a, Sean, it's like a, it would be like somebody showing up on a porn set who's ill-equipped to be a porn actor. And like people looking at him like, what? Like,
yeah.
This isn't some weird niche, man.
No.
You're not equipped right now, buddy.
You cannot get that thing across to the far hash.
yeah, that's not your deal, bro. So him, like, damn, I was even, because I'm looking at it. and trying to think, like, that it wasn't even that much cushion. The defensive back didn't look like he was bailing or anything. Like, why did he think he could make that throw?
I don't know. I thought he was Mahomes in the moment. I have no idea.
Well, Mahomes, I don't think, would have tried to make that. I don't know, man.
text, on the trailer wheel and frame text page. Middle screen. Rex Burkhead is going to be inactive, but they want to break it to the team in person.
Guys, we have grief counselors available. If anybody needs some time, we're not going to judge you. This is a forward-thinking organization.
That's right.
We know your mental health is paramount. So we have cookies, if that's your thing. We won't body shame you. All weight limits have been suspended this week. If you guys need to eat your grief or whatever, like self-soothe, we're there for you, everybody. Davis Mills will not be starting this week.
All right, the big concern that people have, I can tell on the text page, one big concern about swapping out quarterbacks. We'll get to that in the next segment. Also, there is another benching coming. Seth alluded to it in the NFL. This one has a little more, I think, a little more drama, a little more league-wide drama surrounding it. We'll get to some of the audio on that next as well. As we're off and running on a Tuesday, Payne and Pendergast with you, Sports Radio 610.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, the concern on the text page, the trailer wheel and frame text page, that is.
Trailer wheel and frame.
0880, I'll use this text, but we got a few people sending this in. Is it, no, Kyle Allen might win us some games. Here's what I'll say about that. There's 7 games left in the season. The Texans have at least 3 games where it doesn't matter who's playing quarterback. They're going to lose the game. They're going to lose this weekend to Miami, I think. They're going to lose at Dallas in Week 14. And Kansas City's going to come in here and score 50.
So, dear God.
Yes.
Kansas City?
Right. They're on the schedule, Seth.
No.
So that's 3 right there. So the other 4 games are your 3 division games that are left plus Cleveland. We're wanting them to beat Cleveland. So if this Kyle Allen, if indeed what Lovie Smith is alluding to is a change at quarterback, so that Kyle Allen can get his feet wet in a game against Miami that they're not going to win anyways, so that he can be ready to beat the Cleveland Browns in Week 13, I think it's a genius strategy. As far as the other 3 games, the divisional games, you're playing at Tennessee. You're going to be a heavy underdog in that one, regardless of who's playing quarterback. You're home for Jacksonville. You beat them all the time, regardless of who's playing quarterback. And then Indy in Week 18 is kind of a wild card. We don't know what they're going to be. So I don't know that Kyle Allen, Seth, to me, just makes it more competitive and watchable than Davis Mills does. I don't think all of a sudden the Texans go from being a one-win team to a three-win team because Kyle Allen's a quarterback.
The only thing I would worry about there, you always start getting to these double negatives when you're talking about hoping for losses.
Yeah.
I guess if I were hoping for losses, what I would worry about was somehow the Texans' defense starting to get a bunch of turnovers, which they had the opportunity to do in that game. They just dropped two of them. One of which they dropped a really, really easy one, obviously, with Jalen Petrie. The other one was a lot more difficult. But the Texans' pass rush generated some good heat the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So between Kyle Allen and the pass rush, Sean, I think they could pull an upset here and there. The one thing, if you are pro tanking, that you should be happy about is that the Texans have the eighth hardest remaining strength of schedule.
Yeah.
The other teams, who are the top three right now in terms of draft order?
It's the Texans. It's the let me pull it up. It's on Tankathon here. Tankathon.com.
I thought you committed it to memory.
No. I know the Texans are one, and then it's literally like 10 teams have three wins. It's Houston, Carolina, Chicago.
Okay, so Houston has the eighth hardest strength of schedule. Chicago has, I thought Chicago is an easier one, but Chicago is right middle of the pack, and then Carolina's got a very, very easy schedule remaining.
Yeah.
So hopefully they'll pull a few out.
We'll see. We'll see. But the Texans have a 2-win cushion right now over the teams in front of them, or the teams behind them.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Chicago has the second hardest remaining strength of schedule.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
They have, but they have Justin Fields, who is a complete and total wild card in terms of he's going to win a few games just by reeling off a ridiculous run or scrambling around long enough to make a deep throw. So they've got if there was like an upset meter in terms of like a team capable of pulling off upsets, I feel like Chicago's very high on that.
With the way Justin Fields is playing right now, no doubt they're 3-8, but they've been super competitive for the last month or so. Absolutely. All right, so there is another 2021 draft class quarterback that appears to be on the cusp of getting benched, and this one is, no disrespect, Davis Mills and the Texans, this one is more significant than the Davis Mills stuff we're talking about in terms of a nationwide basis, because we're talking about the New York Jets. The New York Jets are a team that is, they were able to win that just horrific defensive slog against the Patriots this weekend. They'd be in first place in the AFC East. They lose. They're 6-4. Zach Wilson was terrible. Zach Wilson has been terrible since he got into the NFL, and it's not a likable terrible, and that's what's becoming the problem for Zach Wilson, is that he's acting like a spoiled little rich kid. Here was Zach Wilson following the game on this was the final question to him in his about 4 or 5 minute press conference following the 10-3 loss to the Patriots this weekend, in which Zach Wilson had 77 yards.
As an offense, though, I mean, when you guys are only able to score 3 points, the defense only lets up 3 points. I mean, do you feel like you let the defense down at all?
No.
And you can barely hear it, but he literally interrupts the end of the question. He's like, nope, and then walks off.
Yeah, and the visual is always worse with Zach Wilson because he looks...
He's got a punchable face. Just say it.
There's something about he just looks a little too preppy.
Yeah.
You know, just even with his eye black on and his hat, it looks like he's a preppy kid trying real hard to look like a tough kid. Yeah. He's Cobra Kai, except not even good at karate, is the problem. And so it presents a really tough visual. And he has been getting just lambasted by everybody in New York fan-based accounts. I was on Twitter for like a half hour this morning looking at various Jets blogs and everything, and people are just disgusted with Zach Wilson over those comments.
Yeah, it's not a great look. Here was Robert Saleh yesterday in his Monday press conference when asked, Robert Saleh, head coach of the Jets, when asked about a change of quarterback.
I've just been dealing with so many different things right now. I'm going to get to the tape and just evaluate everything, and I'll leave it at that. We're keeping everything on the table over the next couple of days.
So you're not committing to Zach as your starter for Sunday?
Not right now. Not until I'm done evaluating everything.
Yeah, Zach Wilson's not going to start on Sunday. This is a fascinating one, Seth, because this is the opposite of the Texans. The Texans and Texan fans, a lot of them are saying, no, keep starting, Mills. We want to lose games. This is a team that is hanging around on the fringe of the playoff race right now. Like, yeah, the Jets could get to the postseason, and right now Zach Wilson is a hindrance to that goal.
They are a win now team.
Yes.
And they got there probably a lot quicker than people anticipated based on last year. Last year they played a lot of youth, and Zach Wilson was banged up, and just they had a lot of excuses built in, and now he's not that guy. I think that I feel like the press conference is being overblown a little bit, just because I know the conversations that go on about that type of stuff, and coaches, especially Robert Saleh as a defensive-minded coach, has probably had conversations with the team about, hey, we don't blame, you know, we stick together. It's a team sport. It's too easy for the defense to blame the offense, or vice versa, or, you know, special teams to get blamed in a game. So I feel like this is more of a media relations learning moment for Zach Wilson, and it doesn't excuse his poor play or anything, but I don't to leap to like that this is somehow evidence that he doesn't get it or he doesn't understand or take responsibility. I just don't necessarily buy into it. He needs to know how to answer that question better, yeah, and know the optics of it. But I think the most likely thing is that it came from a place where guys have these conversations, the coaches have these conversations about, look, it's not offense versus defense, it's a team deal. The worst case scenario, like the opposite of that, was the 93 Oilers, back when like Buddy Ryan would openly feud with the offensive coaches.
Punched
like,
him!
That wasn't just like a one moment right. type of thing. That was like the culture of that team, and it was one of the things that was wrong with that team. So I'm not 100% buying that moment was some kind of evidence of the issue with Zach Wilson.
Okay, so do we make assumptions then about Zach Wilson's background and his upbringing? Because that's what Booger McFarland did. This was on the Monday Night Countdown show last night. Booger McFarland and Steve Young got into a spirited debate back and forth. We should mention Steve Young, like Zach Wilson, a former BYU quarterback and Hall of Famer. Here was Booger McFarland and Steve Young debating Zach Wilson's upbringing as an issue in all this.
You mentioned one word, accountability. Let's understand who this young man is before we ask him to accept accountability. He's a young man who grew up with a lot of money. I don't think he's ever had to accept accountability. And so now on the biggest stage, we want this quarterback to accept accountability.
That doesn't resonate at all. Like, but, I mean, he's a tough-minded kid. He's come through. I mean, everyone's
never had to
challenge. I mean,
he hasn't had to accept the accountability. And so now on the biggest stage, we want this kid to be an adult in front of grown men and accept accountability. It may not feel good, but what I know about it.
Well, he let him down yesterday, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I'd love to know what
he talks
knows.
About his. When he talks about his background, his uncle founded JetBlue. He's got another couple aunts and uncles that are super successful. I don't think his nuclear family was necessarily that wealthy. So, like, okay, with me just listening to that, it feels and sounds like Booger is making a lot of assumptions. Like, kind of like in your mind, oh, what a spoiled rich kid looks like a Paris Hilton or something. I don't know. He alludes to it later that he says something about what he knows of him. So I don't know if there's more to the story. I do know, a lot of like super rich families actually are like, hold their kids pretty damn accountable.
Yeah.
And, there's one branch of my family that's done real well. And like, they make their kids pay for college. Like, they don't give their kids a cent for college. Like, their kids have to figure out a way to pay for college and everything. Like, those kids are super accountable.
Yep.
Super accountable. I wish I was that much of a hard ass. But I like with Zach Wilson himself, I think that Booger probably went a little bit too far, but then he did it in front of, in making that assumption. But he also did it in front of Steve Young, who is also a former BYU quarterback, also Mormon, which Zach Wilson was not a practicing Mormon when he got to BYU, but he got to be practicing while he was there. And I think that Steve just didn't appreciate the ad hominem attack on his young Cobra Kai.
Steve almost
went.
Steve Sensei Young did not like his protege.
Listen, Booger, if you are going to criticize NFL quarterbacks, you need to keep it above board like I do and just criticize their looks,
that's
okay?
Right. That's
criticize,
right.
Criticize their general vibe. Mm-hmm. Don't use the actual details and facts.
And Zach Wilson has a vibe, to be sure. All right.
Pfeifen Gesicht.
Remember there was that story about him driving? He was working as a... he was working some summer job and then like driving like 6 hours a day to go see a quarterback's coach.
Yeah. That was a big story.
Before his last year.
Yep.
And all that. I think like the image that was painted of him at least was of a kid that had to work for things, but
yep.
I don't know.
Yep. Our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker, joins us in about an hour. We'll talk about some of this quarterback churn with him in about an hour. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Car buying delivered on your terms and your turf. Up next, a Major League Baseball pitcher is asked, who is the biggest cheater in baseball? And Astro fans everywhere rejoice. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. A reminder that Nick Caserio, Texans general manager, will be joining us tomorrow at 7:30. Obviously, a lot to get into with the Texans GM. We'll circle back to some of those things to get into with him at the top of the hour. Lovie Smith leaving the door open for some sort of change, and we'll see if anything gets leaked in the next 24 hours, or if Wednesday's Lovie Smith press conference is when we learn of any changes with the Texans, either a quarterback or play caller. Meanwhile, back to baseball for a little bit. Alex Manoah, who was one of the Cy Young finalists this year in the American League, Toronto Blue Jays pitcher. He was on a television show called How Hungry Are You, hosted by Serge Ibaka, NBA player Serge Ibaka. It's on Sportsnet up in Canada.
I remember not hating him as much as I did other of his teammates.
Other Oklahoma yeah. City Thunder, like Kevin Durant, Russell
Serge
Westbrook.
Ibaka, yeah, he was the one that I was like, I like that guy.
Yeah.
He's all right.
And Alex Manoah, I really had no general feeling towards until last night when I saw this clip of Alex Manoah on Serge Ibaka's How Hungry Are You show. Here was Alex Manoah when he was asked by Serge Ibaka who the biggest cheater is in Major League Baseball.
So you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, let's do it. Who is the worst cheater in the baseball story?
In baseball history?
Yeah.
Cheater?
Yeah.
Gerrit Cole.
Gerrit Cole, what he did?
Yeah, he cheated. He used a lot of like sticky stuff.
Yeah.
To make his pitches better.
Wow.
And he kind of got called out on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's shots fired right there, I would say. Manoah, I mean, he knows it's going to go viral when he says that. So Alex Manoah says that Gerrit Cole is the biggest cheater because he uses the sticky stuff. So let's see here. Let's just see if this passes the smell test. Does this sound like a guilty person? Here was Gerrit Cole when he was asked about using sticky stuff.
I just can't. It's hard. I mean, it's so hard to grip the ball. I just, you know, I mean, for Pete's sake, it's part of the reason why almost every player on the field has something, regardless if they're a pitcher or not, to help them control the ball. I think that I don't have a solution, but again, we are aligned in a lot of areas with the commissioner's office on this. And
are you?
Please just please just talk to us. Please just work with us. I know you have the hammer here, but you know, we've been living in a gray area for so long. I would just hate to see players get hurt. I would hate to see balls start flying at people's heads. I had a really tough time gripping the baseball tonight, especially early when it was windy. So I don't really care to be inflammatory here, Joel. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah, look, Gerrit Cole, much like other people that have gotten caught up in an era when lots of people were doing something and they felt like they had to kind of keep up with it, Gerrit Cole maybe got caught up in that a little bit. I would have loved I'm sure everybody would have been much happier if Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve had gotten up at the dais in that press conference and said, It's just hard to hit the baseball, guys. Yeah. You know how hard it is to hit the baseball? I mean, come on. Could you please? I mean, I'm not trying to be inflammatory. It's hard to hit the baseball.
We're aligned with the commissioner's office on this. I mean, for Pete's sake.
Okay, so there's more context to this. Two things, Sean.
Yeah.
One is that on this show on Serge Ibaka, this is some kind of almost like a truth or dare type of challenge where if you don't answer the question, you got to take a shot of something. I don't think it was like some kind of, it must have been a spicy tea or something, because Ibaka took it and looked really nasty.
If you do answer it, Ibaka's got to take the shot.
Yeah. So now this goes back to August when, you know, and obviously the Blue Jays and the Yankees have a fierce rivalry now that both teams are good. And this goes back to August 21st when Manoa plunked Aaron Judge.
Mm.
And Gerrit Cole was very quick to come out of the dugout and confront Manoa after this hit. Aaron Judge walked, you know, kind of towards the mound, but then over. And Manoa walked, like, deep up almost to the dirt of the batter's circle and was saying something to Aaron Judge as he's walking by. Gerrit Cole walked out a little bit up. Oh, Gerrit Cole's throwing his hands up in the air, and he's all, oh, Garrett's so angry. He was going to go out and give Manoa what for. After that game on August 21st, Manoa said, I've been struggling with my sinker for about 5 or 6 starts now. I made a pitch and obviously hit Judge. I looked at him and said, I'm not trying to do that. I think he understood that. And I think if Gerrit wants to do something, he can walk past the Audi sign, which is the sprayed on the grass there in the infield. Basically saying, if Gerrit wants to do something,
step to
he can
me.
Quit acting like a fake tough guy.
Yeah.
Like certain Dodgers pitchers that we used to know. And talk a big old game as you're backing up towards the dugout. Yeah.
Could you, okay, put yourself in Manoa's shoes, or anybody that Gerrit Cole steps to. Could you take him seriously the second he opened his mouth? Like, what does Gerrit Cole sound like when he's agitated? Like, hey, listen, bucko, you're throwing at our best player. and you think that there's not retribution coming for Pete's sake.
For Pete's sake.
For Pete's sake. Springer, I'm coming to you, spring dog.
Call him a no-goodnick. Call him a no-goodnick.
Listen, ne'er-do-well.
Gerrit Cole would unleash for the fury of Ned Flanders type insults.
Hey, nincompoop!
Oh my gosh. You're up. You're headed nowhere fast, Buster.
He says, for Pete's sake, I guarantee you, he's called a person a nincompoop in the last week.
You want to throw hands, Manoa? I'll throw hands. Oh, boy. Hey, when I went to that Blue Jays Mariners game,
mm-hmm.
the one where the Mariners came back from.
8-1
Yeah,
8-1
I was there. Yeah, 8-1
I was on TV. So.
Okay, so one of the weirdest things, and the reason I can't remember the story quite as well, is I was up getting drinks, and I went to the bathroom at this Blue Jays game, and it was one of the weirdest exchanges I've had in a restroom. that wasn't an interstate, So it was one of the weirdest exchanges I've had in a restroom. I'm sitting there, I'm washing my hands, and I think Manoa had pitched the day before. Manoa wasn't pitching that game. And I'm washing my hands, and this kid is like, hey. He comes up, and he's washing his hands next to me. He's like, hey, I'm hanging out with Manoa's family. And this kid was drunk. I'm like, well, that's really cool. He's like, do you want to meet him? I'm good, man. He's like, you can meet him if you want. Kid, he was like maybe like 23, 24 years old. You can meet him if you want. And we're both washing our hands, and I'm like starting to wash them faster, trying to get the soap off. And I'm waving my hand in front of the paper towels. He's like, you can meet him if you want. I was like, I'm good, man. He's like, it really isn't a big deal. They're super cool. They'll talk to you. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Manoa's poor family is stuck next to this kid. Dude. And this kid is not just talking their ears off, but is inviting random strangers from the restroom to come meet his family.
Yes.
So he can get clout with God knows who. And I'm like, I'm trying to think, like, I think this kid must think I'm somebody else. This happens to me a lot because of my size and my face just looks like certain people.
Yeah.
Every now and then I get like a Case Keenum or a Brian Cushing. I think he thought I was somebody in baseball but couldn't quite place it. So he's going to try to be the go-between between these two royal baseball families.
Dude, play that forward and imagine you said yes and he brings you back out there. He's like, guys, Manoa's family, I want you to meet John Rocker. He is peeing next to me.
Hi, guys. I'm Houston B celebrity Seth Payne. I'm like a BC level celebrity in Houston. It's cool. You guys want autographs or what? I can tell you. I can give you a list of 5 good restaurants in Houston. Hold on a second. JJ tweeted about it. I'll read it off of that.
Dude. Yeah. Like what? Seriously, like, can you imagine if he didn't think you were somebody, like he just, you were somebody he met in the restroom? Like, what does that sound like when he introduces you? You know what I mean?
Don't
know. Hey, here's a guy I just met at the urinal.
How's that kid tell the story the next day?
I don't
know.
Like,
if he was going to recount what happened at the game, let's say he goes on his podcast and he's recounting what happened at the game. You know, I got to tell you honestly, there was some guy from Houston, and maybe you would have seen Brandy. Brandy was wearing her Springer stuff,
yeah.
Her Houston Springer stuff. I got to tell you, I don't know about these Houston baseball fans. I met this guy from Houston in the bathroom, and I asked him if he wanted to meet Manoa's family, and he declined.
He was very...
Like, it's like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to meet Manoa's family from a random stranger in a bathroom.
Not even Manoa. Manoa's family. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Somebody who's claiming to be Manoa's family or might have only been, like, I don't know, he might have been sitting next to a Polynesian family, and this kid figures, like, it sounds kind of Polynesian.
Right.
I bet this is Manoa's family.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That is hysterical. That is really funny. The Mets had a Zoom call with Justin Verlander earlier this week. We nervous about the Mets getting in on Justin Verlander.
This is the thing that the Mets can do, Sean.
Spend.
They can spend a boatload of money.
Yep.
And outspend anybody. They are the ones they can give a Scherzer contract, for instance. If Verlander thinks he deserves the Scherzer contract, there might not be a better place to go than the New York Mets. That makes me nervous. It doesn't make me nervous in terms of the health of the Astros. And I honestly think that I think most fans will get it and understand that if the Mets give him a Scherzer contract, or if any other team gives him a Scherzer contract, that, look, it's prudence on the part of the Astros, and the Astros pitching staff will be fine. I guess for me, it's just the emotional part of it that, like, Verlander's a guy that's been here through the whole World Series era. He was the spark that pushed them through Harvey, and remember, the Astros had been kind of stagnant at that moment in 2017. The guys on the team were upset that the Astros hadn't been aggressive at the trade deadline, and like that, there'd be an emotional part of it that it'd be a shame to miss out on. But going to the Mets would be a lot better than going to the Yankees.
You're right about that. The more I think about it, just if you remove you hit it. Emotion is the word. If you remove emotion from this, it really makes very little sense to bring Verlander back at like $35 million a year. When you consider that the team has A, other holes that they can spend money on, B, free agents out there who can fill those holes, and C, Verlander is part of the deepest part of this baseball team. He's a starting pitcher. They've got 6 of them already, you know, like 6 good ones already.
Yeah.
So if you were just playing this on a computer, you'd be like, no, I'm not going to spend $35 million on Verlander. This is entirely an emotional thing. Entirely.
That's a good way to put it. If I was playing this on a computer, if you were a gamer and you were just you're doing your thing on Twitch and you're putting your team together, you'd probably be cold-hearted bastard you know, Gamer Sean. Gamer Sean says, yeah, Gamer Sean says it in a colorful way, too. You know, Verlander can go die. I don't care. I hope he gets run over by an old school New York taxi.
Yes.
He doesn't even know how to call for an Uber. That's how old Verlander
is. That's it. That's
how you... human being, Sean, cares about Verlander. He cares about Kate. And he cares about little, what's her name, their child.
I do. I love having Verlander on this team. Since he got here, it's 5 years later, it still feels a little surreal that Justin Verlander has been such a big part of this run of dominance. Like, Justin Verlander is a huge, huge star.
Wheatstraw asks, isn't Manoah of Cuban descent? Wheatstraw, come on, work with me here. I clearly was painting a portrait of a guy who's really drunk and acting like he knows the Manoah family. So the drunk guy says, like, I don't know, he sounds like he might be Polynesian.
Right.
So this Polynesian family might be Manoah's relatives. I don't know. I mean, like, are you going to do that thing to me now? Are you going to put me on TMZ, where TMZ will rightfully describe me as NFL superstar? Because they call
everybody dude,
superstar.
Every actor is a huge, huge Hollywood name. You know,
like former NFL superstar Seth Payne mislabels Manoah's ethnic background. No, the drunk kid who was trying to get me to meet Manoah's family for God knows what reason is the guy that did that.
The best is when someone who was in like one Seinfeld episode is in like an accident or dies or something like that, and they're like, Seinfeld star injured in car crash, and it's like the girl who played Schmoopy the girlfriend in like one episode. TMZ. Good job on the headlines, TMZ.
Verlander, okay, now this is what I worry about with the Mets. Look, it's weird with Verlander because he's not all about the Instagram or anything like that. If anything, he's almost like anti-social media. He doesn't tweet a lot. He doesn't Instagram a lot. But there is a part of him that he kind of enjoys the jet-setting lifestyle. Like, I think he enjoys going to Italy and Fashion Week and all that stuff. He's never shied away from that part of it. I think he enjoys that. So I wonder when New York or L.A. comes a-calling, if there is a little bit of that, where he was like, yeah, you know what? Life is short. I'm going to live it up. I'm going to experience all of this. And, you know, I've got opportunities to do that. That's where Houston needs to drive, honestly. Aside from all the other reasons the Uptons might like Houston, I think for Kate, especially, who... Kate seems to have moved away from modeling and more into, like, she's got a burger restaurant chain and a bunch of other stuff. But she still has to be places and go places.
Sure.
Houston is centrally located. She can get to Tokyo. She can get to Europe. All those places a lot more, consistently without having to take as long a trip just by being in Houston.
I like your pitch.
You want to live the Fashion Week lifestyle, no better place than Houston.
Chamber of Commerce, Seth. I'm here for it. I like it.
The best thing Houston has going for it is that it's so easy to get out of Houston.
That's
Justin.
Right.
Come on.
That's right. But you always want to come home. Hey, if you're looking for more football conversation, check out The Crew, Odyssey's newest football podcast. NFL insider Jazina Anderson, former cornerback Fred Smoot, actor Morris Chestnut. Each week, players and celebrities join The Crew to give you a peek behind the curtain and provide real talk on the headlines across the NFL. Follow The Crew in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Lovie Smith left the door open to some sort of change. Also was asked, what are you seeing that gives you confidence in Davis Mills? We're going to find out in the next 24 hours just how confident Lovie Smith is in Davis Mills. We'll discuss next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.